light now there, Tony.
Rod.
I have to count on Charlie being able to crawl out of any hole he gets in.
Okay, well,
when I fell down over there by the outstep, I crawled into one to stand up.
How was the footing trying to climb out of those? The little ones.
It's a piece of cake on those little 10-meter size.
Okay. On the Station 10, we're perhaps considering beefing it up and letting you do some sampling in that area. And from what you've been saying now, it sounds like you think that the Lem Alsep area would be a good place to spend some time. You think from your experience with the drill there, you could drive the double core all right? And how does a rake sample in that area look?
Yeah, we could go a lot of rocks in a rake sample. Charlie says double core will go.
We're thinking about maybe moving 10 a little bit away to get out of the limb descent and the feeling pain on the limb and all this kind of stuff. So from what you've been saying, if that's a ray, it should be okay to move to the south-south-west.
What feeling pain on the limb?
You're ablated pain on the top there.
And that limb looks good from the outside. She looks good from the outside. All that pain's going away.
Okay, understand.
There's still a little bit out there.
Okay, a question here on the cosmic ray. When that the red ring came off, did it bring the whole cable with it?
No, it brought about 3 inches with it.
Okay, did you happen to notice if there was a 1.5-inch hole visible in the upper left-hand corner of the upper panel?
A 1.5-inch hole visible in the upper left-hand corner of the upper panel.
I know, I wouldn't have noticed, but the question's here. I thought you just might have seen it.
Well, there was a bunch of squares, squares, and different samples in the upper panel. But I guess everybody knows that. But you say we would have made a 1.5-inch hole in the whole business.
No, you wouldn't have made the hole,
I
but it would have shown
it. We didn't find out. We'd pass another line truck tomorrow.
Okay. Was there any cable, after you pulled the red ring off, was there any cable hanging out the bottom of the cosmic ray experiment? I mean, was there any of that string left? Well, what I'm wondering is, did the string break?
I looked at the top of the panel. It did look like the thing had jammed up in there. Some of the mylar in the top section was crinkled in a funny way, like it had been pulled down on it. But that was the only abnormal thing I noticed about it.
Could you estimate how far it moved before the thing broke?
Yeah, at least 3 inches. How far does it have to move?
As long as you get any movement at all, it should be all right.
That's what I figured. I think it moved some. I mean,
okay, that should give them enough information to think about back there. I'm just curious, we're curious about the position of the UV camera. We saw it on TV, but it was pretty hard to get an exact location. Could you estimate how many feet down sun from the plus Z foot pad, and I understand it's right next to the edge of the shadow?
Okay, it is, right now, the camera is about, I would say, from the center of the Z foot pad, I mean, the plus X foot pad, to the center of the bottom of the camera is about four and a half or 5 feet.
Okay, now that is directly to the camera, or is that in the down sun direction?
That is in the down sun direction.
Okay, I understand.
To the what? In the wide, the distance. The distance to the camera is about 5 feet from the from the Z strut out to the camera, maybe 6 feet. And it looks like to me that the sun has got to move I'm not so sure we're not going to have to move the camera to keep it in the shade if the sun is going to move another 20 or 30 degrees over here.
Okay, I understand. The sun looks like it's coming down on the top of it.
No, the sun is not coming down on top of it.
No, I didn't mean
the shadow has got to move in. The shadow has got to move in, about 12 feet before it gets into the limb. That's hard for me to tell from right here.
Okay, I understand that.
But I set it up just exact. I set it up like that picture in the book.
Rod. Okay, one more geology question here. Was there any difference between the rocks in the bottom of Buster and those on the rim of Buster?
You want me to guess, Tony? I don't think so.
Okay, you're right. That's all you can do.
Okay, and the reason I don't think so is that the rocks in the bottom were all shattered and crumbly looking, and sort of mounds of rocks with many fractures in them, and which was just like the one I sampled that crumbled up in my hand. So texturally, from 50 meters, they look the same.
Okay, fine. That's in. Do you have any comments on the geology?
We didn't do enough of it.
I think you did an outstanding job. The back room was elated. I went back there after the EVA and talked to them, and they were really excited. I was really pleased with it.
Who's in the back room now? Dale and Lee and Bill Wahlberger back here?
Yeah, I saw Dale and Lee. I didn't see, correction, I saw Dale and Bill. I didn't see Lee. I think he's on the planning team.
Okay.
Okay, I have your EMU summary. There were no PGA problems. Both pushes performed nominally with no major anomalies. The CDR's average metabolic rate was 850 BTUs an hour. The LMP's average metabolic rate was 1,050 BTUs an hour. And there's something here on the several procedures and work to work around the third valve pin problem. I wasn't sure you had a problem.
I don't think we got a problem either. If I can figure out a way to keep it out of movement every time I get in and out of the wind, a rover. If I can't do that, we'll just keep putting it back in.
Okay, we'll investigate it tonight, and we'll make a recommendation if necessary during the EVA prep tomorrow. Maybe we'll put a lanyard on the pin or something. I'm just reading it. Okay, the LMP had depleted both the primary and secondary water tanks. The CDR had approximately 2 hours remaining. And the LMP's O2 use rate was higher than expected due to high metabolic rate. CDR's O2 rate was nominal.